In 2004, the Texas Education Agency arbitrarily decided the state should shrink special education to 8.5% of the student population. After conducting an investigation, the U.S. Department of Education said the effective cap illegally barred tens of thousands of children with disabilities from a free and appropriate education. Now, the state agency is trying to enact reforms to make up for breaking the law. But parents and advocates tell TPR's Camille Phillips it will take a lot to regain their trust.
San Antonio mom Jill Goolsbee says nothing TEA does now can make up for her son Walker missing the early intervention therapy he should have received in PPCD, the free public preschool program children with disabilities are entitled to.
Looking back, I did not understand how much we missed out on not being able to have him in the PPCD program. Had I understood, I think we would have fought harder.
When school officials tested Walker 5 years ago,
I was told he definitely was not autistic, because he was able to pretend that blocks were ice cubes. And I was told that a child with autism is not creative and cannot have any imaginative play, that's not true. But I did not know that at the time.
According to the U.S. Department of Education, school districts across Texas delayed testing tens of thousands of kids like Walker or shunted them to less intensive forms of support to meet TEA's 8.5% benchmark. By the time the benchmark was eliminated last year, advocates say a whole generation had aged out of the system. Disability rights attorney Karen Seal says TEA failed those kids and should be held accountable. She thinks the state should have been punished for breaking the law.
But the problem with punitive is it's usually monetary. And the last thing the schools need when it comes to special education is to lose money.
What the education department did, however, is tell TEA to do a better job monitoring school districts and to make sure the children who are denied special ed services are given the help they're owed. The education department is currently reviewing TEA's plan to meet those demands. It has three major parts: compensating families, training teachers, and amping up the state's monitoring team. Deputy Commissioner of Academics Penny Schwinn says the first thing TEA will do is use federal dollars to hire 50 people.
Unlike what Texas has done in the past, we want this monitoring team to be about review and support. So it's going into districts, working with them as partners, families as partners, students as partners, to really look at the compliance components.
Next school year, the plan calls for districts to begin finding and testing the kids they missed. Mom Jill Goolsbee says she's glad to hear it. While she was able to get her son Walker into a private preschool and had insurance to help cover therapy, she knows other families weren't and aren't so lucky.
These kids have had bad years. You know, it's very hard to send them to an environment where you know they're struggling and to try to turn around their mental attitude about school and their relationship with their peers.
Today, Walker's 8 years old and doing well. One of his favorite things to do is build Legos and make up stories about Lego guys.
This is the Lorries. He's kind of like a phantom, so like nothing can touch him.
His mother's grateful, but feels for all the kids who've missed out on years of intervention.
I mean, you can't undo that. Those are consequences that are just going to be there.
With so much to make up for, parents and advocates have mixed reactions to TEA's special education plan. Their top concern? There won't be enough money. Kyle Pakola is from the disability rights organization, the ARC of Texas. He says the plan's a big step in the right direction, but he's worried TEA doesn't mention anything about how expensive it will be.
In my opinion, they'd be able to provide an estimated guess, at the least.
TEA says it will ask for more money for special ed in next year's state budget. But Pakola says it will be hard to get lawmakers to agree unless TEA provides an accurate picture of the cost.
I don't want you to hear that the ARC of Texas is giving, you know, a resounding gold star to TEA. Like I said, we are very cautious about moving forward, and we're going to be keeping a very watchful eye.
Disability rights attorney Karen Seal is more skeptical, though. She wants a federal monitor.
TEA, the one that broke the law, they're saying, okay, we know you robbed these kids of this education. Now we want you to go in and take care of the problem.
TEA's Penny Schwinn says the agency is working to regain the trust of parents and advocates.
We understand that there are some serious trust issues in the state related to special education, and that one of our responsibilities is to begin to right the ship on our end.
It's hard to say how much oversight the U.S. Department of Education will give TEA as it rolls out special education reform. The department declined multiple requests for an interview. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.